Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor. In today's episode of the podcast, we're looking ahead to the 38th Marx Annual Conference, which takes place in Stockholm, Sweden, from the 24th to the 27th of September 2024. Registration for the annual conference recently opened, and the early bird period runs until the end of June. So in today's podcast, we're going to explore some of what's planned for the sessions and the workshops, as well as the social activities, and what we can all look forward to doing in Stockholm in September. And I'm delighted to be joined by three members of the team that have been planning the Stockholm conference. First, Jesse Hofhaus of ACNR in the Netherlands, who is chair of that team.
Hi, James.
Leo Longar of LVMH in France is a member of the team and also the second vice chair of Marx. Hi, Leo.
Hello, everyone.
And Sarah Sudling of AWA is a member of the team who is based in Malmö, Sweden. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have all of you with us, and thank you for joining us. So, Jesse, I'd like to start with you, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about the theme of this year's conference and what kind of things we can expect in the programme?
Yeah, thank you, James, and also thank you for allowing us to explain the programme that we have put together. Well, the overarching theme of the conference is the many traits of the trademark expert. And it is a umbrella title for a very diverse program that will touch upon many topics that we don't learn at university, but that you learn in practice as a trademark practitioner, where you have to get to know the ropes while on the job for most people. And topics like the PR aspects of litigation, or the workings of consumer psychology, or the workings of online marketplaces. And it's topics like that where we, like I said, are not educated in, but we have to understand and get to understand while on the job. And that brought us to a subtitle of the conference, which is from Pippi Longstocking, and it reads, I never tried that before, so I think I should definitely be able to do that, which is a sort of wink to the fact that you often have to wing it when you endeavor in new territories. But still, I think most people are comfortable doing that, having been working in trademark law for such a long time, as many of the participants have.
And you mentioned the quote from Pippi Longstocking. For people who aren't familiar, can you just explain who Pippi Longstocking is?
Yeah, Pippi Longstocking is arguably the most famous character created by Swedish children's writer Astrid Lindgren, which also ties it to the location of this year's conference. And it's a not particularly scared type of girl, brave to take on anything that crosses her path, which of course then relates to this the theme of this conference.
And the theme, as you've outlined, the many traits of trademark practitioners, do you think it's becoming more difficult to become to be a successful trademark practitioner? Are there more different things you have to think about with consumer trends and globalization and the internet and so on?
Well, the availability of information has of course exploded during our lifetimes, and that has made with the availability of information being so widely spread, you of course you're able to dive into more topics in the course of, for example, just one litigation or in the execution of your job otherwise, and that indeed makes the variety of topics that you have to touch upon much larger than they will have been. And I think, for example, back in the old days, being an IP expert was a specialization in its own right, sufficient to set you apart from most of competitors on the legal market. Whereas nowadays, you specialize far further and also into territories that are not taught in law school.
Very interesting, yeah. Well, maybe the other panelists will have something to say on that as well in a moment. And Jesse, you've mentioned a little bit about one or two of the sessions, but can you tell us any more about the sessions and the workshops and the program, and any in particular that you're interested in or looking forward to?
Well, I have to say I'm looking forward to the entire program, because I'm actually quite excited about the program that we have been able to put together. But to highlight some topics of personal interest to me, I'm very curious to learn views of two Swedish in-house lawyers from Volvo and Mölnlycke, who will be discussing outside their comfort zone from their perspective. And another topic that is of great interest to me is the consumer psychology that I just discussed. We'll have both a neuroscientist and a professor in consumer psychology on stage, addressing the current standing of their science when it comes to understanding how consumers perceive, for example, lookalikes in packaging, etc. So I'm very curious to hear their views during the conference.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure everyone else will be looking forward to that as well. So moving on to you, Sarah, can you tell us a bit more about Stockholm and what we can expect from Stockholm as a host city? And do you have any particular tips for people who are visiting Stockholm, perhaps for the first time?
Well, thank you, James. I mean, although Stockholm is not my hometown, I do visit it regularly. And I think one of the best parts about Stockholm is that despite it being such a large city, it's so close to nature and very close to the water. So I would really recommend everyone to, you know, as much as possible, be able to sort of hop on a boat and go and visit the islands around Stockholm. I would say that is my favorite tip and one of my favorite things to do when I'm in Stockholm.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful city. And I think Marks has been there for the annual conference a couple of times before, hasn't it?
I think so. I think it might have been before my time, to be honest. But
you're too young.
I'm too young, perhaps.
Do you know, I think the very first Marks conference I went to was in Stockholm, I think. But that was a long time ago. I'm not going to say how long ago it was. And Marks has grown quite a bit since then.
I can imagine, yes.
But it is a beautiful city, isn't it? And as you say, there's lots to do.
Definitely.
And people will be able to see some of the city during the social events that are organized as part of the conference. Can you tell us anything more about the social highlights?
I think that one of the highlights is really a visit to the ABBA Museum. And I'm actually looking forward to see all of my Marks colleagues really, you know, bringing out their singing skills as well. It's an interactive museum which really allows its visitors to, you know, to take part and you know, create memories together. So I think that's one specific highlight that I'm personally looking forward to a lot.
Right. Okay. Well, yes, that sounds very good. And I'm sure people will get fully involved with that during the conference. Sarah, do you have any tips on getting around Stockholm for people who are traveling to the conference? Because I think the train is a very convenient way, isn't it, to get from the airport?
Definitely. The train is very convenient. It's direct into the center of Stockholm. And then getting around the city, there's both metro and buses, which are really, I mean, they run very often and very convenient. So that would be my best tip for getting around. Or even renting a bike. I mean, we are in Sweden. There are possibilities to bike as well in the center of town. So why not?
And that's a good environmentally friendly way to get around as well.
Definitely.
And is it safe to be on a bike in Stockholm?
No, definitely. I mean, there are dedicated bike lanes in Stockholm, in the center of the city as well. Not everywhere, but in most parts. So I would definitely say it's a safe way of transportation.
As you said, you're not a native of Stockholm, but you know it pretty well, do you? You go there quite often?
Yes, I do.
Thanks for that, Sarah. And turning to you, Leo, as I mentioned, you're with LVMH, and you're also second vice chair, aren't you, of Marks? What are the benefits of attending the Marks annual conference, particularly for in-house counsel?
Yeah, no, I think the annual conference is kind of a professional highlight for many of us, and it's a really rare opportunity to meet friends, business partners, some of which will turn into friends over time as well, and learn about very relevant topics for your area. And as we heard just from Jesse and Sarah, we have a very interesting program, fantastic topics in an incredible city, a great location. I've seen the hotel as well. It's right by the main station and in the city center. So I think we have all the ingredients for a fantastic conference. And I think for in-house people, Marks is really the most relevant organization, because at its heart, it's a brand owner organization. Right, and so we will find many more in-house people than in other similar conferences. And I think that the special format of the annual conference, the fact that we're all together all the time, there's not these separate commercial meetings, and I think this really enables the kind of connections that make Marks quite special. So very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think this year everyone will be in one of three hotels, isn't it? And the hotels are all pretty much next to each other almost. So almost like being all in the same place.
Yes.
And are there any particular activities that are relevant for in-house counsel that they should look out for or consider taking part in?
Yeah, of course, the corporate breakfast meeting, which is really early on, 8:30. Don't be late. Ingrid's gonna be angry otherwise. But it's a fantastic opportunity. I very much look forward to that meeting every year. It's around 20-30 in-house people getting together, talking very openly about topics of interest. So that's certainly some of the highlights. And I think just meeting people that have similar roles that you have is incredibly valuable for us in-house counsel. So I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and actually coming back to Jess's point about the different skills that trademark practitioners need, I think that corporate group really emphasizes that, doesn't it? Because it looks at real practical issues. Not just the law, but also how you manage departments and budgets and all that sort of thing.
Exactly. So it's actually not about the law. Explicitly, it's really about more organizational issues and new trends that we see. And I think the corporate focus group with Dee van der Schalk and Nick Foote, they're doing a fantastic job putting together a really good program. It's a very interesting mix of people from different industry, but with similar roles. So it's very valuable exchanges you can have there.
And just so people know, if they're corporate members, do they need to sign up to take part in that breakfast, or will they be contacted directly about it?
I think I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, but I think they'll be contacted and you have to sign up for sure.
So people should look out for that if they're a corporate member. So that's anyone that's a corporate member of Marks can join into that group and benefit from that particular session.
Yes.
Good. Okay, thank you. So I want to ask each of our participants what they're most looking forward to about the annual conference. Hopefully they won't all say the same thing. Maybe Sarah, maybe we can start with you. What are you looking forward to at this year's annual conference?
I mean, I have to say, I mean, I do look forward to welcoming the Marks community to my home country and, you know, welcoming them to Stockholm and really meeting everyone again who I've, you know, become, I would call them friends now after getting to know each other over the years. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
And I'm sure there'll be a very popular conference and there'll be a lot of a very good attendance again this year. Jesse, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, a lot of things, but other than the program, I'm very much looking forward to meeting all my Marks friends. I'm very much looking forward to getting to know the city better. And I think one of the attractions of Stockholm, as Sarah already described, is that it's an archipelago. And we have the opportunity, because it's quite time-consuming to travel around it, but on the Wednesday evening we'll be at a museum, the Artipelag, which is a boat trip away from the city center into the nature surrounding Stockholm. And I'm very much looking forward to going there.
Yes, that sounds like it could be really good, doesn't it? It sounds like we'll get a good some good views when we're there.
Yes, I have been in Stockholm three times before, and what I can remember of it is particularly the beautiful waters and islands all around you, and traveling there by boat will be very exciting.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Leo, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, very sorry, James, but I think I'm going to repeat exactly the same thing as Jesse and Sarah. It's two things, right? It's people and location. So the people should all be there, and really, I think the friendships we managed to establish over the years, they're extremely valuable. So looking forward to meet all these people. And the place, frankly, couldn't be much better. Stockholm is a fantastic city. The location of the hotel is exceptional here as well. So yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, I think we can all agree with that. And I would just add as well, I think from my point of view, I would also highlight the workshops. We haven't mentioned the workshops yet, but just to let people know, there are going to be five workshops this year. This is on the Thursday afternoon. And they're all repeated. So you can actually go to two. You can go to one after the other. And the details of the workshops are on the Mark's website. There are, of course, also excursions as well. So that is also an option. But I know the workshops at the Mark's annual conference are always interesting, always topical, put on by the various teams, and often generate a lot of discussion and interaction. So we should mention those. Now, we're coming towards the end of the podcast, I think, the end of our time, unfortunately, but I just wonder if we maybe each of the panelists has one sort of final tip for making the most of the annual conference. So you're all veterans of these conferences, I think. You've been probably to quite a few between you. You know, what would you say to people about how to make the most of it? Maybe, Jesse, maybe we can start with you.
Well, I can only say that I will be trying even harder than in other years to avoid working during the conference. I have made that mistake, well, many times too many, and I'm because I think it takes away the it takes you out of the conference, which I don't think is which makes it less enjoyable. And it I very much hope that I'll be able to this year really fully indulge in both the city and the conference. So that is at least the thing, sort of the tip that I have to myself this year.
Make sure you turn your out of office on before you leave.
among many other measures that will need to be taken.
Yeah, so turn your phone off and yeah. Yes, it's a good point, isn't it? You want to make the most of the experience and not hopefully get too distracted by other things. Sarah, do you have any tips for our listeners?
I think really taking the opportunity of reaching out and discussing with people sort of from across all jurisdictions, also about issues that kind of affect us all at the moment. I find it interesting to see, you know, how is everyone else reacting to AI, for example, our ways of working, and how does that evolve, and how do we kind of maybe change our mindset and so forth. So really take the opportunity to kind of explore these things with the other attendees from across the world. It's one of my tips.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? Because I expect there'll be people from probably, 50 countries or more probably taking part. So that it's a good opportunity to talk to people from lots of different traditions and different jurisdictions.
Definitely.
And Leo, what about you? What tip do you have?
I have one tip that is very important, though, and that is register early. Because as you might remember, Berlin was sold out rather quickly. So don't let this opportunity go. Register as quickly as you can. And the rest is just let the Mark's magic work on you and come in open-minded and everything will be fine.
Yeah, it's a good tip. Yeah, and as I mentioned, I'll repeat before the end, but there's the early bird deadline for the best rates for registration. Good, okay. And I would add from my point of view, I think whenever you go to these things, always it's always good to drink lots of water and try and stay healthy. And I know last year, in Berlin, Mark's provided water bottles, didn't we, for everyone to use to fill up. So that's a good thing to remember as well. And I think Mark's is constantly looking at improving the sustainability of the events and different ways that we can do that. So do look out for any opportunities in that respect too. I think we're nearly at the end of our time. Is there anything else anyone would like to mention before we wind up? I think we've pretty much covered it. So, well, thank you very much indeed to Jesse and to Leo and to Sarah for joining today's podcast. And thanks also to all of our listeners. It's been great to have you with us for this. As I mentioned, you can find out all about the annual conference, including the program, the social activities, the registration, the prices, and so on the Mark's website. That's marks.org. And of course, also on the Mark's social media channels, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, I think. And don't forget, the early bird booking period ends on Friday, the 28th of June. So that is the first deadline to take note of. So thank you very much indeed for listening. And we all very much hope to see everyone in Stockholm in September. But for now, from all of us, it's goodbye.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.